Hi, and welcome to English Digest. My name's Amanda.
My name is Leo. 欢迎大家收听8月26号的 English Digest。今天我们要看的是一篇关于伦敦交通的文章哦。So, Amanda, have you ever been to London?
Yeah, I actually lived there for a couple of years.
So, how do you think about the traffic downtown?
It's worse than Taipei.Oh, it's awful. I'm sure that this extra charge must be making a big difference, and it must be fabulous.
所以现在呢，我们就请 Amanda 老师先帮我们念一遍这篇文章。
Not long ago, a car tour of central London's landmarks sounded something like this. Hey, look at Trafalgar Square! 20 minutes later, look, it's still Trafalgar Square. And an hour later...Can't we just leave the car and walk? Traffic was ruining central London, and something had to be done. Therefore, the mayor of London created a system in which people have to pay £5 every time they drive into central London. The fee is known as a congestion charge, and cities around the world are watching to see how well it works. Critics of the idea argue...that because people are avoiding going downtown now, stores and restaurants there have been losing business. They also claim that the motivation for having the charge is raising revenue for the city, not reducing traffic. Although it is true that some businesses have been adversely affected, and the city has raked in tens of millions of pounds thanks to the charges, many believe the plan is working.Traffic congestion in central London has dropped by nearly 30% since the charge was implemented in 2003, and some surveys report that travel times have dropped by 15%. Plus, the revenues generated are going toward improving public transportation, making it easier for everyone to get downtown. The success of London's congestion charge may encourage other crowded cities to follow suit. Who knows?Maybe one day we'll even see such an innovative approach to traffic congestion here in Taiwan's major cities.
我们开始从第一句话来看吧。
Not long ago, a car tour of central London's landmarks sounded something like this. Hey, look at Trafalgar Square. 20 minutes later, look, it's still Trafalgar Square. And an hour later, can't we just leave the car and walk?You know, that's not too far from the truth. When I lived in London, traffic was awful. So not long ago, not many years ago, just a few years ago, a car tour of central London's landmarks. A car tour means you get into a car and you drive around from place to place looking at the special landmarks or famous landmarks. Now, a landmark would be somewhere really famous. Maybe there's a statueOr it's a historical space where they had a battle or some kind of meeting. For example, if I was in Taipei and I wanted to see some landmarks, maybe I would go to Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall and I'd go to Sun Yat-sen. So a car tour sounded something like this. Maybe you would hear the people in the car talking, and first they'd be excited. Wow, amazing, look, it's Trafalgar Square. Trafalgar Square is a big open space with a big statue and lots of pigeons, those gray birds, and people feeding the pigeons. And, you know, it's just one of the famous places in London that you go to see. And 20 minutes later, you would still be there. Why would you still be there? Because the traffic was so bad. So you'd be like, wow, look, it's still Trafalgar Square. We're still here. And an hour later...I think this is kind of an exaggeration. It isn't that bad, but it was still pretty bad.
所以我们可以从 Amanda 老师刚刚念这两三句话的这个口吻里面可以听得到这个故事呢，一开始是用一种非常戏剧性的手法来表现伦敦塞车的问题啊，从去参观这个 Trafalgar Square 呢，从很兴奋的语气到很不耐烦的语气，到最后绝望，觉得说我们不如下车用走的吧。这种夸张的手法呢，的确也表现出伦敦市塞车的痛苦。那在这个句子当中呢，当然 landmarks 这个字呢是一个很重要的地标、哦、表示在某个地区里面非常明显的、应该都是人造的这些的建筑物。
Now traffic was ruining central London and something had to be done. If something is ruined, it's wrecked, you can't use it anymore. Like if I'm walking along the street and someone's painting and the paint falls on my shirt and I can't wash the paint out. My shirt is ruined. Well, the traffic, or the bad traffic, the traffic jams, was ruining central London. No one wanted to go there anymore because it was too hard to get around. Something had to be done. The situation had to be changed. They had to think of a new way of having the traffic move through London.
在接下来这个句子当中呢，比较特别的是注意到 was ruining 呢是一个过去进行式。那当然从一开始它就强调是 not long ago 哦，所以这个是过去式。那为什么这边要用进行式呢？因为用 was ruining 呢强调这一个动作呢在当时正在持续进行，破坏着这个伦敦的市中心。所以这个过去进行式是一个强调的语气。那至于后面 something had to be done 这样的一个片语，其实是指啊我们必须做一些事情。因为在中文里面我们比较习惯是以人当主词，所以我们说我们一定要想一点办法。在英文呢，我们就说 something has to be done.
And so what happened? Well, the mayor of London created a system in which people have to pay £5 every time they drive into central London. The mayor of London is the head of the government of London, just as Ma Ying-jeou is the head of the government here in Taipei.And he had an idea. He created a system. He had a plan, a method. And what happens is people have to pay £5 each time they drive into central London. Pounds is the kind of money that they use in England. All over Europe, they use euros, except in England and the UK because they just like to be different. So they use pounds. And I think £1 right now is about 50 NT dollars. So they have to pay about 250 NT dollars each time they drive into central London. Now, London, there's Greater London and then there's Inner or Central London. And there's a ring, it's called the Ring Road. It's kind of like a circle that goes around London. And when London first started to get built up, the king decided that he would make a road and that would be like the limit.Of London. And of course, London got bigger and bigger and bigger, but central London is within this ring road.
是的，在这个句子里面呢，我们看到了 mayor 这个字，这市长的意思。接下来 a system 后面的 in which， 各位同学要在这边注意到的是，当关系代名词前面呢，有些时候会加上介系词，是因为前面的先行词呢，没有办法直接放到后面的句子里面。譬如说在这里People have to pay £5 every time they drive into central London. 在这个句子里面你没有办法把 system 放进去，只好说 in such a system, people have to pay £5, 也就是在这样的一个体系，一个规定下面呢，人们只要开车进城就必须要付五英镑的钱。所以这个 in which 事实上就是要把 system 这个字呢放进后面的形容词子句所必须加上去的介系词。另外 pound 这个字呢其实有相当多的意思。例如在重量上它就是指磅啊、哦、不过在我们这个文章当中呢它指的是货币单位也就是英镑那五英镑呢大概是相当台币至少250块钱以上所以是一个相当昂贵的一个收费啊。
Now, I was kind of curious to know how this system works, so I did some research on the web, and they've got cameras not only around the Ring Road, but also inside central London, and they, you know, periodically take pictures,And they check the license plate on a computer. And if you haven't paid the fee, woohoo, you get a ticket in the mail. But I was thinking, what if you live there? What if you live in central London? What do you do? Well, there's different exceptions. Different people don't have to pay. So disabled people, like people who are in a wheelchair, who can't walk, people who live in that area, drivers of alternative fuel vehicles. So if your car runs on natural gas, you wouldn't have to pay it.And, you know, there's actually other categories of people who don't have to pay. But that was something that I thought was, you know, but what if? Well, now I know, what if? So the next sentence reads, The fee is known as a congestion charge, and cities around the world are watching to see how well it works. So the fee, this £5 that each person has to pay. Now, the word fee is an amount that you have to pay for something.When you go shopping and you buy milk, you don't say, hey, what's the fee for this milk? You just ask, how much does this cost? But if you're signing up for a class for English lessons or for origami lessons or pottery, whatever it is, you would ask, how much is the fee? So the fee for this is known as a congestion charge. Now, congestion, if you have a really bad cold, your voice will sound like this. Because you have a lot of congestion in your nose is all stuffed up. If we have a lot of traffic and it's not flowing smoothly, we can say we've got traffic congestion. The cars are traveling very slowly. So this is a congestion charge. A charge is a fee for something. And cities around the world, so cities in other countries are watching London to see, first of all, you know, do the people there accept it? Are they willing to pay this fee? And does it actually work? Is it worth having this fee or doesn't it work?
接下来的句子用的 fee 开头哦，那就像刚刚 Amanda 老师提过的，这个 fee 在这边是指特别为了某种目的所收的费用，在这边呢，它当然是为了要防止这个市中心过于拥挤所收取的费用。那后面呢 ，be known as 这个片语呢，是表示这个东西它所被人知道的名称啊，就是称之为这个片语。另外 ，be known 呢，后面也可以接另外一个介系词是 for。那不过如果你接 for 的时候呢，后面接的就是它的原因。那至于后面的 charge 也是费用的意思。charge 呢就比较没有受限于范围哦，通常是做什么事情要收费，我们都可以用 charge 这个字。
Looking at paragraph 2, critics of the idea argue that because people are avoiding going downtown now, stores and restaurants there have been losing business. A critic is someone who studies something and then writes down what is good and what is bad. So you'll hear of movie critics,who will watch a movie and say, hey, you know, the actors were really good, but the story was bad. You know, whatever it is, they're judging it. You can have critics of books, critics of art. Now, critics of the idea, maybe they're not experts. Maybe they're just people who live in and around London. So critics of the idea argue. They say, and normally when we use the word argue, we feel that the critic's idea is different.From, for example, the mayor's idea. And they say that because people are avoiding going downtown now, aha, so because of this £5 charge, maybe someone who would have gone into central London to go shopping, they've decided, okay, I'll just go shopping in the suburbs. If you're avoiding something, then you're trying not to do it. If you're avoiding meeting your boyfriend or your girlfriend because you had a fight with them, you try to take a different way home so you don't see them or you don't answer the phone. Well, people are now not going downtown so much. And of course, this is a problem for the stores and restaurants there because they are losing business. If we talk about a store or restaurant losing business, that means not so many customers are going there. If before they had 100 people every day, maybe now they only have 70 people every day.
接下来 critics 这个字呢，它其实是一个很本来是一个很专门的字哦，表示对某一些事情提出评论意见的人，而且它是一个很古老的字。大部分的做一些事情的人，像 teacher 这个字好了啊，都是先有动词 teach 才会有加 er 变成 teacher。但像 critics 这个字呢，却是行为者先出现的字。在英文里面呢，批评这个动作呢，就是用 critic 这个字加上 ize 变成 criticize。所以各位同学可以知道啊，评论者评论批评别人的人是很早很早以前就存在的了啊，就有人做事就有人批评。所以批评这个市长的这个主意的人呢，他们就 argue。Argue 呢，就是表示你提出不同的意见，想要争执这个做法啊，想要争到说你是对的，别人是错的，这就是 argue。那后面提出的做法就是啊，因为大家收费了就不去市中心，所以害得市中心的商家呢就没有办法有原来的生意。所以这个 have been 表示从这个办法实施以来到现在已经失去了，而且还在继续失去当中。这个完成进行式呢就很生动的表示这些商家的感受，就是一直在失去当中。所以看到了这边，各位同学要不要猜猜看，这些批评的人他们的批评到底对市长的决策有没有什么影响呢？我们休息一下，待会来再继续看这个文章的下半段。
Continuing on with paragraph 2, they also claim that the motivation for having the charge is raising revenue for the city, not reducing traffic.Here, they refers to the critics we saw in the first sentence of paragraph 2. So the critics also claim. If you claim something, you say it. But you're not just saying, hey, today's a nice day. You're, you know, stating an argument or a belief. So Here, the critics, they say they believe that the motivation is the reason behind an action. It's why you do something. So they're saying that, you know, the reason we've got this charge isn't to help traffic, it's to raise revenue for the city. If you are raising revenue for the city, that means that you are making money for the city. So, for example, if you have a job and you earn money, part of your money, you don't get it, it goes to paying tax. It's raising revenue for the government. The tax is money for the government so they can pay for new roads and doctors and teachers. Well, they think that this charge isn't being used to make traffic better. It's being used to make money for the government, and it is not reducing traffic. If you're reducing something, you're making it less or smaller, and they figure that this new charge, this new fee, doesn't make the traffic move more smoothly, doesn't make it go faster, doesn't make the number of cars less. It hasn't changed anything except that it's given the mayor a lot of money.
接下来句子里面 they 指的是前一个句子的 critics， 然后 claim 这个字呢是指强烈的主张，也就是你说一句话，而且你希望别人相信它是对的，也就是 claim 这个字的意思呢是强调别人一定要接受你的意见。那后面讲到了说 the motivation。动机，做这件事情的动机，那指出的是 is not， 这个 is not 的句型就是说是 A 而不是 B， 所以他们强调是动机是敛财，是收更多的钱，而不是 reducing traffic， 而不是减轻这个交通流量，所以这个是反对的人呢抨击这个市长的做法是这样。
Although it is true that some businesses have been adversely affected,And the city has raked in tens of millions of pounds thanks to the charges. Many believe the plan is working. So here we begin the sentence with although. So when you start something with although, you're saying, well, even though these things A, B, and C are true, but So here the things that are true. Yes, some businesses have been adversely affected. If something is adversely affected, it's affected, it's changed.It becomes different in some way, and usually different in a bad way, in a negative way, in the way that you don't want. So here, we're just, you know, reinforcing that, yes, some businesses did lose business. Before, they had more customers, and now they don't have so many customers. So although businesses aren't doing so well, and the city has raked in tens of millions of pounds. I like that expression, raked in. If you could imagine, you know, in the fall when the leaves fall off the tree, or in Taipei, sometimes it's in the spring, depending on the tree. You take a rake and you, you know, gather up all the leaves and you put them in a bag and you take them to your garden and you put them on the garden. Well, if you can imagine you have so much money that you need to take a rake and rake it into you. Wow, wouldn't that be great? So basically, they're emphasizing, they're really showing us that the city has brought in, has earned a lot of money from this congestion charge. So even though these two things are true, many believe the plan is working. Many people do think that this congestion charge is working, that it is making the traffic run more smoothly, run faster.
接下来句子用 although 开头，我们就知道作者在这边要告诉你虽然情况怎么样，也就是说他跟我们的主要子句，也就是后面的 many believe the plan is working 这句话一定是相反的情形，所以我们可以看到 although 后面呢它事实上接了两个句子，也就是 it is true that some businesses have been adversely affected and 还有第二个事实 the city has raked in tens of millions of pounds，各位同学注意到他举出的这两个事实呢刚好就是我们第二段的第一句话跟第二句话，也就是这些批评市长意见的人指出的两大害处，他说这两大害处的确都是真的，都是事实，商家生意呢的确受到影响，然后呢市政府呢也的确赚进了很多，收取了很多的费用，好，这些控诉都是对的，可是尽管有这些负面的意见成立，很多人还是相信这个计划，市长的这个计划呢是 working 在这边就是有效，所以 working 这个字呢、哦、当然它你也可以用简单式就是 work， 也就是说一个办法有效 it works， 这个办法有效哦，那你吃了药之后 it works， 这个药有效、哦、所以这些都是可以用 work 地方来代表一个东西发生效力。
Moving on to paragraph 3， Traffic congestion in central London has dropped by nearly 30% since the charge was implemented in 2003 and some surveys report that travel times have dropped by 15% Wow. So traffic congestion, that's another way of saying traffic jams or traffic problems in central London, so in the middle part of London, has dropped by nearly 30%. I guess what they're saying is that there's 30% fewer cars than before. And since when? Since the charge was implemented in 2003. Implemented is just another way of saying started or began. So since they began the charge, since they started the fee of £5 per trip into the city in 2003, traffic congestion or traffic jams has really gone down a lot by nearly one third. And some surveys report a survey is, well, when they try to find out information about a topic by asking people a lot of questions or by making observations. So I'm guessing that they had maybe students standing on the corners of roads, just standing there counting cars, click, 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 counting how many cars go by. And they say that travel times have dropped by 15%. Gosh, so if it took you an hour to go to work before, maybe now it only takes about 48 minutes.
所以在接下来第三段开始呢，它就要显示这个计划的这个成果，所以它告诉了我们一些事实。那注意到在这个句子里面呢，我们用的是完成式，因为句子的后面呢有 since 这个连接词。各位同学要注意到，在我们使用 since 这个连接词的时候呢，就表示从 since 所指称的那个时间点开始，一直到目前为止，有什么样的情形在持续的发生。所以从这个收费开始是2003年呢，这个 implemented 当然就是 begin 的意思，就是开始2003年开始收费开始呢，到现在为止，好，这个动作是 has dropped， 还有第二个 have dropped。不管是第一行的 has dropped， 或者是下面的 have dropped， 都是在强调从那个时间点开始收费的时间点开始到目前呢，这个持续在下降当中。那后面的这个介系词 by， 各位同学要特别注意到 by 呢，通常是告诉人家一个东西的差距幅度有多大。所以这边呢，我们的动词是 has dropped， 下降，那这个 by 就告诉你下降了多少。所以 has dropped by nearly 30%， 就是下降了大概有将近30%，那底下的 travel times have dropped by 15% 也是下降了15%。另外呢 ，time 这个字呢，一般来说我们是不加复数的，在这边非常特别的 travel times， 它指的是在不同的地方进入市中心所需要的时间本来就不同哦，但是不管你从哪一边去测量这个进入市中心的时间，它都是减少了大概百分之平均起来大概15%左右。所以这个 time 呢加上 s， 而且还是当时间的用法，其实是不常见的啊，也在这边比较特殊的一个情况。在大多数的时候，只要我们用时间的话， time 这个字是不加 s 的。
Plus, the revenues generated are going toward improving public transportation, making it easier for everyone to get downtown. That's right, I read on the web that the money raised, the mayor couldn't just use for anything. The mayor had to put this money towards repairing roads, building new roads, and developing public transportation. So the revenues generated, the money that we got from these fees, all of this money is going toward improving public transportation. Public transportation would be like what they call the tube in London, that's like the MRT, and buses. So it's gone toward improving, making better all of the buses and MRTs, and also making it easier for everyone to get downtown. So if the public transport is better, if it comes more frequently, if it's not expensive, if it's clean, if you feel safe using it, well then more people will want to go downtown using these methods instead of taking their car.
接下来句子呢，用 plus 开头，实际上 plus 这个字呢，在这边的用法就类似 besides 或者是 in addition， 表示呢，我们已经讲了一个事情，譬如说是它的好处，接下来我们要再讲另外的好处，或者说我们讲了一个事情的缺点，我们要再讲更多的缺点，我们都可以用 plus、besides 或者是 in addition 这样的片语开头。然后 the revenues 后面的 generated 并不是真正的动词啊，它是 which are generated 或 which have been generated。也就是已经收到了的费用，已经因为啊这个收取这个解决交通拥挤的这个费用收取到的钱，然后真正的动词是 are going toward， 朝向哪里去了，收到的这个钱呢都用在哪里的意思。所以这个 toward 因为它是介系词，所以后面的动词呢就必须要改成 ing 啊，改成动名词 improving public transportation， 就是用来改善所谓的大众运输系统。 那这后面的这个 making it easier 这个句子呢，则是它的分词构句，表示我们在这样做的同时呢，事实上也是使得一件事情变得比较轻松，比较容易。那这件事情呢，it 就是指后面的 to get downtown。那当然还有一个 for everyone 就表示这是对每个人而言啊，对每个想要进城的人而言呢，整个事情都会变得更轻松、更容易。
The success of London's congestion charge may encourage other crowded cities to follow suit. The success of the charge, well, that means it works. So if it works, then other crowded cities and other cities where there's a lot of people and a lot of traffic jams, they may be encouraged. They might be motivated. They might think, wow, you know, maybe it could work for us. And they may follow suit. If you follow suit, you copy. You imitate, so other cities might also put in this kind of a charge.
接下来的主词呢是 the success 啊，那当然后面那个 of London's congestion charge 是整个用来修饰这个 success 的一个片语。那动词是 may encourage 可能会鼓励其他的 crowded city 像台北市这样的拥挤的城市 to follow suit，也就是 encourage someone to do something 啊，encourage 后面。鼓励某某人做什么事情的时候呢，是要用不定词。那 follow suit 这个片语就是表示效法，跟着做一样的事情。
Who knows? Maybe one day we'll even see such an innovative approach to traffic congestion here in Taiwan's major cities. Who knows? Maybe one day we will have a charge here too.
所以在这个句子当中呢，这个 one day 就等于是 someday，也就是未来某一天呢，或许我们就可以看到这样的 innovative。innovative 这个字呢，表示是跟以前不一样的啊，有点像是 traditional 的相反词。traditional 就是说以前的人怎么做，我们就照着做。那现在 innovative 就表示以前的人从来没有做过的，我们就想出一个新的不一样的东西。那 approach 在这边是指方法啊，那 approach to traffic congestion 就是解决交通拥塞的方法。
One last little note that actually in July the charge went up to £8. So if anyone's going to London, they're not ripping you off, it's £8.
看完今天的文章，我相信你对伦敦的交通问题已经有一个非常深入的了解，你也对这个市长的主意呢感到非常的佩服。所以谢谢各位今天的收听，This is Leo.
And I'm Amanda. Thanks for joining us.
See you.